This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Billie Eilish didn't realize a recent interview she did would be perceived as a coming out story, but she's not mad about it. While on the red carpet for the Variety Hitmakers brunch here in LA, the singer said, quote, "I didn't know I was coming out, but I kind of thought, wasn't it obvious?" Unquote. No, we didn't think it was obvious. Was it too many bad guys? Once again, it looks like Cardi B and Offset may be heading for divorce. The couple, who have been on and off for the past 2 years, unfollowed each other on Instagram after Cardi left some ominous messages about their relationship. She posted, "You know when you just outgrow relationships. I'm tired of protecting people's feelings." In other words, hey Offset, brrr, you. Singer Cassie had a family day with her husband and their two daughters at Serendipity 3 in New York for one of the daughters' birthday. She was friendly to some of the restaurant's patrons who came up to her. This was the first time Cassie was seen in public since she settled with P. Diddley after she accused him of years of sexual assault. Yep, Diddley. You heard right. Beyoncé's Renaissance concert film had a $21 million opening. While that total might seem slight compared to Taylor Swift's film's near $100 million opening, the post-Thanksgiving weekend is historically terrible. The last film to earn $20 million during this weekend was The Last Samurai back in 2003. Also historically terrible. Paris Hilton threw a Christmas-themed party at her home in Beverly Hills. The Hilton heiress and reality star had her backyard turned into a winter wonderland complete with real snow. Megan Thee Stallion, Dwayne Johnson, Diplo, Saweetie, and Bebe Rexha also came out to celebrate. Tiffany, I just got a DUI, Haddish was not drinking. For now.
Dead or alive?
Actress Charlene Tilton played Lucy Ewing on the television series Dallas. Her wedding on the show drew 65 million viewers in 1981. Dead or alive? Alive. Tilton joined the cast of the Dallas remake that aired from 2012 to 2014. Since then, she's been seen in some Hallmark and Lifetime movies. Tilton is 65. The House of the Dragon Season 2 trailer has dropped and it depicts a bloody war. The series, from showrunner Ryan Condal, quote, chronicles the Dance of the Dragons, a brutal years-long conflict from Westeros history that devastated the once imperious Targaryen Empire, unquote. Yeah, may the medieval nudity be plentiful. Jamie Foxx made his first public appearance since being rushed to the hospital in April. While accepting the Vanguard Award for his performance in The Burial at the Critics' Choice Awards, he told the audience that his mystery illness almost killed him and that he couldn't walk and wouldn't wish what he went through on his worst enemy. Aww. Now back to those sexual assault allegations. In the latest edition of I'm a Celebrity, I Can't Drive, Michael B. Jordan crashes Ferrari into a parked Kia in Hollywood. According to officials, there were no signs of anything nefarious and no evidence of a DUI upon arrival, so no field sobriety test was performed and no arrests were made. Hey Jordan, time to reread your DMV driver's handbook.
Idiot of the Week!
Republican George Santos was expelled from the U.S. House of Representatives. It was only the sixth time in U.S. history that has happened. So, HBO is developing a series about the disgraced serial liar, along with Frank Rich, executive producer of past HBO hits Succession and Veep. George Santos, idiot. Bruno Mars is set to open the Pinky Ring, the new cocktail lounge and jazz bar on the casino floor at the Bellagio Resort and Casino. Mars said, quote, I wanted the bar to feel like my personal penthouse suite with live music and sensational cocktails. The Pinky Ring is that, unquote. Yep, and bring a wad of cash. A thick one. Brandon Blackstock has been ordered to return millions of dollars in overcharged commissions to his ex-wife, Kelly Clarkson, whom he managed while they were married. Yep. Blackstock was found to have overcharged the Grammy winner by seven figures when he represented her. His bookings included her serving as a judge on The Voice. Payback's a bitch. Literally. The Golden Bachelor lived up to its title, with the season finale scoring a nearly three-year high for the ABC Unscripted franchise. The two-hour-plus finale, which saw 72-year-old widower Jerry Turner propose to Teresa Nist, 70, drew 6 million viewers. A wedding special will air on January 4th, brought to you by Depends. Amy Schumer will produce and star in Kinda Pregnant, a new film that Tyler Spindell is directing for Netflix. Written by Julie Pava, the film follows Lainey, played by Schumer, who's jealous of her best friend's pregnancy and begins wearing a fake baby bump. Then, she accidentally meets the man of her dreams. Sold. Sort of.
The Trash Bin.
An appeals court upheld the disorderly conduct convictions of actor Jussie Smollett, who was accused of staging a racist, homophobic attack against himself in 2019. Smollett, who appeared in the TV show Empire, challenged the role of a special prosecutor, jury selection, and other aspects of the case. Sorry, Jussie. Still, guilty!
The news wrap-up.
A judge has blocked Montana's proposed law to ban TikTok, claiming it violates the First Amendment. Spotify is slashing an additional 17% of their staff. Stocks jumped after a report said Apple and Paramount Plus are discussing a joint streaming bundle. Elon Musk told ex-advertisers to go F yourself, so more advertisers announced they were leaving. Nice going, Musk.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Boy and the Heron is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
80s, the world is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
Britney Spears is still the best-selling nonfiction book with The Woman in Me.
L.A. native Doja Cat, 28, has had a great year as far as her bank account goes, but her relationship with her fans is, well, complicated. She's told her fans not to call themselves kittens, get a job, and help their parents with the house. She's also faced backlash for suggesting that she doesn't appreciate her fans, for which she lost over 250,000 followers on Instagram. Despite the controversies, Doja has been focusing on her new album, Scarlet, which spawned her biggest song to date, Paint the Town Red. And now, the second single off the album has dropped, which we love. Here's Doja Cat with the song of the week, Agora Hills.
Something different about you, love it when you hit and it smacks you. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos, that's true that I like PDA. Take it to a seat, play in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the past? Baby, that's you, front seat, chilling with the window down. I'd be 10 toes down on the dash, getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat, put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. F*** what they heard, I'm with them birds. I'm a mean kitty, don't get but the rats do. Boys be mad that I don't incels, girls hate too. To the pigtail, I love you. I want a big chill, boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world, they don't have to understand. Rub it in their face, put a rock on her hand.
Isn't it how they cut us? Whether they like it or not. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you off. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you.
That was Doja Cat with the song of the week, Agora Hills.
follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.